Big thank you for joining us, Neil, after that one. What did you make of that?
I thought it was a great... I'll tell you what Nathan just said to me.
Yes.
Great advert for non-league football. Two really good sides. Look at everybody at the end of the game. They're all flat out. They'd run and work so hard and there was chances. And do you know what, Ben? That tackle from Curtis Jones...
Yes.
..is as good as scoring the winner in the 90th minute, because you might look back on that at the end of the season. You might be in the playoffs by a point and you look back on that and it could be the difference between being where you are and not. So for me... said to the lad, immensely proud. You know, it's not underestimated. It's so hard to bounce back from a 4-0 against a side that go toe-to-toe with you, or a good footballing side. And we've done it. We've done it. We've come and we've got a point. We're being at home still happy.
There was a question mark after the 4-0 defeat last week about FC's underbelly. What happens?
Yeah.
We were under the cosh towards the end there. Yeah. And you mentioned Jones is world-class. It is world-class. The clearance on the near post was immense. I think we stood up there, didn't we?
Really good. Really good character. I'm studying now tonight, Ben, a really, really proud manager, because it's not just about football results. It's the work that goes on aside from that. We were devastated last Saturday. The group were devastated. We've had to do so many things this week. And you know what? When Guy makes a mistake, you know, you want to put your arms around. Guy Hall's been one of the best players we've had over the last 12 months, so he's made a mistake. And I said to the lads, can we get him out of trouble? But, you know, I think we did, because I think we stood tall. And when you cross the line, Ben, if you make mistakes, potentially they could cost you. He's cost Guy today. He's devastated, but he's still one of the best left-backs in the league, and I'm happy.
It's a left-back doing a back pass through his right foot.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens.
And do you know what? You know, if he had his time again, he'd play forward. You know, he'd play forward. But again, you've got to let the kids make mistakes. You've got to do. Listen, in 5 years...
The back pass was on.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But in 5 years' time, he might go the other way. But I certainly didn't go in at half-time and pick him out. What I did say to the lads is, can we get him out of trouble? Because he's been amazing. But that character from a game that we were in total control of, we was at 1-0.
Yeah.
And then we make the bad pass, and it's 1-0. We give them a little bit of a lift. I thought we came out second half, we had a go. They had a go. I think, you know, obviously, Donoghue and Munro going off, he took the edge out of us, and that's nothing against Griff or Ennis who came off.
Do you think that's what we were missing towards the end? Because it was going back and forth, but Whitby were the ones testing our goalkeeper, and we weren't testing Bland.
I thought we got too spread out in the middle of the park. Listen, it's hard for me because Chaz is coming into the twilight years. You know, he doesn't want to be in an open-up game where he didn't want to be sprinting around. But we were about to bring Keane Baru on. I don't know if you noticed, we were about to make a change in the wide area, and then Charlie Munro said gaff on cramping up.
Yeah.
So Liv said we've got to change it, so that's what we've got to do. And listen, you can go and stick another forward on, leave Griffiths on his own in there, but a point against Whitby, who won't be beaten away from home, that's a really good point.
I was going to say that, because at that point we had Bilardo and Kane on already, didn't we? So you were going to go for it.
We were going for it. Yeah. we were going for it. You know, we wanted to you know, sacrifice kind of one of our wide areas to get Keane more direct, and I think he might have opened it up, but it wasn't to be. And that's football. And what we've got to do now is got a short turnaround now for Warrington Rivals. Donoghue's come off fatigue, will he be ready? We don't know. Munro's come off fatigue, will he be ready? But you know, there's lads in there that haven't had a kick today, you know, in Keane Baru and Cech Tiam. Hopefully Cech comes back 100% Tuesday night, and he might come in. But you know, special mention to Pav. I thought he was excellent again. Listen, brilliant. I'm, you know, people might listen to go, you've drawn 1-0, but it's more than 1-0 for me, because it's how deep their character is to come back from that 4-0 last week.
Yeah, let's just talk about the one that we scored. Blimey. I'm already started catalogue, because I left myself a mountain last season for the end of season awards to try and get those goal of the season clips done. Donoghue is in the list already, isn't it?
You know, he's seen the keeper off his line. You know, he's seen it. I spoke to him at half time, he's seen it. He's just a wonderful talent. I go up, you know, I think everyone does in the ground. You're up two inches when you can name Mike Donoghue on the team sheet. He's so good, he's so infectious to what we do, and he's probably playing at 60%, 70% fitness because of the games that he's missed now. But we've got to try and keep Donoghue fit, because when Donoghue's fit, we're a better side. And not because it's Donoghue, it's because of what he brings and what his demands are of other people in and around him. But I thought him and Munro coming back in today, you know, really bolstered that midfield. It helped us. And you can be critical of individuals' performance. Should he have crossed? Should he have shot? Could he have pulled the trigger? Couldn't it? But all in all, you know, we're happy with the point. And it's really important that we didn't go back-to-back defeats, because we haven't done that.
Now, it's a tough week. You've already mentioned it already. Rylands on Tuesday, Workington on Saturday.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it's on a Saturday, to be fair, because that was looking like it was going to be a Tuesday at one point. This is a tough week, though, isn't it? And we need to improve the away form.
Oh, listen, 100% we're going to improve the away form, and everyone knows that in the dressing room. And, you know, we're going to go there with a game plan. You can't not learn you know, from what happened against Rylands last week when they played a 4-4-2 against us and the two strikers. You know, we may have to go there with a slightly tweaked formation. People will probably look at it, and I'm looking at Rylands now, the second in the league, and probably thinking, you know, is that a Rylands win? But, you know, for me, we're on 13 points. You go there, and if you win, you're on 16, you're a point behind them. So, listen, we can't be any worse than we were in spells of that game last week. But I think if we start the way that we started against Rylands and we get our noses in front, we might have something to hang on to. So I'm not going there thinking, oh, we've just got beat 4-0. I wouldn't be going to Radcliffe if it was Radcliffe or Stafford or Marine. I'd be thinking it's just another game of football. And on our day, we're as good as anything in the league. And we've shown that for spells against Whitby today. But for me, Ben, you know, we're going to go there. We've got to wait for the medical team to give us, you know, the information. But we're going to go there in really good spirits and hopefully, you know, stop our away rot and get something. And if we get something and we go to Workington and get something, then it won't be a bad start of the season, because I'm looking at it now, I'm looking over your laptop, and you know, 4 points from second. So, you know, we're right in the mix. Played, what, 8 games, we're in the mix. It settles down after 10-15. We're all right with that.
Well, Neil, we've won every single league home game. Whitby had won every single away league game. Funnily enough, it was a draw today, and that's probably the
so result. I'll tell you what now, you know, the last few games against Nathan Sarwick, we've had always good encounters.
Well, last year's was epic.
I think we were a win, then it was a draw 2-2, and now it's a 1-1 draw today. But I think if you're the neutral and you're walking away from here, you've seen two sides that have gone for it and have left everything out on the pitch. And, you know, that might not be enough for some people, but for me, yeah, it's enough. And, you know, well done to both sets of players, but more importantly, well done to my boys for reacting positively after a tough day last Saturday.